Okay. Let's go ahead and begin the meeting or open up the meeting of the Alaska Redistricting Board on this April 7th at 12 noon. And I would ask our executive director to call the roll and establish the quorum.
Morning. Thank you, Member Banky.
Here.
Member Romeo?
Here.
Member Markham?
Here.
Member Simpson?
Here.
Member Binkley?
Here.
Present and accounted for.
Okay, Peter, if you could put on the screen the draft agenda for today's meeting, the purpose of which is to take public testimony. The first item is to adopt the agenda, and you can see it on our screens there. Take public testimony, and then that's it for the day. Motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
So moved, Member Markham.
I'll second, Member Banky.
A motion moved and seconded before us to adopt the agenda as presented. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing that, it's adopted, and we will start down the agenda. First item is public testimony. I do have some off-net folks that are on the phone line looking to testify, and the first person to testify is Ann Rappaport. Good afternoon, Ann. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can. Should I begin?
Yes, please begin.
Okay, thank you. My name is Ann Rappaport, and I thank you for this opportunity to testify on behalf of the Rabbit Creek Community Council, which I co-chair. I had every intention of being there, but my husband tested positive for COVID last night. The Rabbit Creek Community Council is one of Anchorage's 38 community councils that provides a direct means for citizens to participate in government and local affairs. We represent residents and landowners in Southeast Anchorage along the hillside, and I'm here to state our strong opposition to any Senate redistricting that would combine our area, as well as any hillside areas, with Eagle River for the purposes of government representation. I submitted more extensive recent comments. These are the ones we submitted in February when the Anchorage Assembly needed to redraw assembly member districts. And the same requirements held for the assembly as they do for you for the state, the same legal requirements. And those show that Anchorage's hillside and Eagle River are not contiguous, one of your requirements, nor are they compact. They aren't a relatively integrated socioeconomic area. And they're separated by a huge uninhabited area, Chugach State Park. And additionally, the Constitution asks you to consider local government boundaries. So if you look at what the Assembly came up with, the hillside areas were kept together. And it was also, we want to also speak to, we're not just being NIMBYs. You need to keep the East Anchorage neighborhoods together with East Anchorage and other neighborhoods together. So we would urge you to adopt the redistricting map that keeps neighborhoods together. And this can be accomplished with either proposed map option two, or if you go back to the original map proposed by redistricting board member Melanie Bonke, that could also happen. But on the hillside, we have issues of on-site water and septic system, wildfires, limited road service areas. Our kids go to schools totally different from Eagle River. We're traveling totally different roads to go to shopping and to go to downtown. So we have our own local road service areas. There's just no rhyme or reason for combining the hillside areas with Eagle River. And we did have the 2010 Hillside District Plan that defines the boundaries of the hillside. There was a lot of thought, effort, and a big public process involved in that. So that's also one of the reasons you just need to keep our areas with our own neighborhoods here. And I hope you will go to those that ruling in your final efforts. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
Okay, thank you, Ann. Nicole, you've got your hand up.
Thank you very much, Ann. I appreciate you calling in. One of the justifications that the board repeatedly hears for combining districts 22 in Eagle River with your district 9 in Hillside is that you're connected through the Chugach Mountains. I'm looking at the map here, though, and I don't see any direct road. Is there a road there that you know about that would connect your district in 9?
No, and thank you for calling that out. I did mention that, but there is absolutely no road, and you would have to travel through several other districts to get from Eagle River to the Hillside area. And the Chugach State Park, it's a state park. It's one of the largest in the nation. It's like 500,000 acres. It's uninhabited. And there may be some trails through it, but there's lots of areas where people can't even traverse it. So walking for 3 days to get from Eagle River to Hillside area on trails is not a way to be connected for our representation.
Thank you, Anne. I also see here that it would require you crossing 7 other districts to get to 22 from 9. Is that the most contiguous pairing as practicable in your view?
No, that is not, and that's why we're very much opposed to this. Yeah, you need to kind of X out that whole Chugach State Park area when you're trying to look at contiguous and compact. Certainly not very compact either. It's, I mean, from my house to Eagle River is probably at least 25.
My final question for you, Anne. I understand that the major hiking trail from Girdwood to Eagle River is the Crow Creek Pass Trail, which isn't even navigable half of the year when it's snowing and we have freezing temperatures up here. That's a 21-mile trail from Eagle River to Girdwood that also crosses a dangerous, for I think what most Alaskans would consider, waterway. Do you know a lot of your friends and neighbors that are regularly traveling the Crow Creek Pass Trail from Hillside to Eagle River, 21 miles on foot?
No, nobody. And people do that, and I have done it as a 3-day backpack trip. It is an extensive trip, and you need to make preparations, and you probably can't even start it until June. There's a glacier, there's major snowpacks, and the Eagle River is treacherous, and people have died in it crossing that if you cross when the water is too high or too swift. And I'm sure by probably late September, you wouldn't want to be doing it either, because it's going to be getting, things will start freezing. It's up at elevation. You have to go over a path that's over 3,000 feet. Most people are not able-bodied enough to do that walk.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your testimony today, and congratulations on completing the trail in 3 days.
When I was a lot younger, I have to say. Thank you for your questions and time.
Thank you. Other questions for Anne? I might just note, Anne, and we respect the community council and their combined decision and weighing of this, and appreciate the testimony. Just, there's a little difference between the assembly's task when they redistrict as opposed to the state's task that we're tasked with in redistricting. So there's not always the same parameters that we're probably looking at when the assembly does it versus the state. And it really, for our purposes, Anchorage itself, the municipality, is really considered one area, all of the municipality, like other large communities, the borough and Fairbanks, for example, the same way. And so it really, it doesn't always matter that you have to drive through other districts to get to the same Senate district, as long as they're physically touching the borders of those. That's how they really look at continuity. And even the board, in some of our deliberations and some of the pairings we've made, the Senate pairings, for example, Valdez with the Mat-Su, you can't drive from Valdez to the Mat-Su without driving through another legislative district. But the courts have really held that that's fine, that that's a workable plan, and it can make sense in that regard. So, again, we appreciate your testimony and where the community council is coming from on this, but there's probably a little different perspective that we're looking at in trying to pull together this statewide plan, and then getting the 16 underlying House districts into 8 Senate districts.
Thanks. Can I say one more quick thing?
Please.
Thanks. I certainly understand the state, and that so much of our state is without roads, that we're going to have some connections of communities that are you can't drive to. But in the case where you do have that opportunity, it just makes so much sense to go with the contiguous and compact, because it you can do that because we have these roads in South Central Alaska. So I would hope you would give consideration to that. And really, there were the exact same requirements in the Constitution and in the Assembly rules for being compact, contiguous, and relatively integrated socioeconomic. So thank you again for this opportunity.
You bet. And thank you. And I hope your husband is okay and deals with COVID in an expeditious manner.
Thank you so much. You will.
Okay, next is Cindy Sanders, or Saunders. Cindy, good afternoon.
Hi, this is Cindy Saunders, and I'm a longtime resident since 1977. I really pretty much totally agree with what Ann said, and I'm not going to waste your time giving you my exact words, because she actually explained it perfectly, and that's basically what I was going to say. And also, I'd like to say that the only thing that even comes close to something that I feel would work would be, I think it was called 3B. I have a ton of notes here, but I think it's 3B is the one if we had to choose right now. I also had a question. When you guys were doing this before, and I was on a I guess it was a Zoom call, but you couldn't see or talk to me. You guys were eating lunch and doing all kinds of stuff. And I could never figure out why you were saying it looks more like a beautiful picture this way or that way, or, you know, like it was a piece of artwork instead of these are our boundaries for voting, our boundaries for whatever, you know, fire department, police, all that. And I didn't understand why it should look beautiful. I didn't understand that. Maybe that would be one thing you could just explain to me.
I don't know the particular. Thank you, Cindy. I don't know the particular instance that you're talking about, but you know, when you talk about compactness, it really sometimes it's the shape that can determine compactness. The most compact is a circle. And then, you know, coming out to a square or maybe a rectangle. But sometimes when you get really odd shaped districts, and we're talking about house districts now, the 40 house districts around the state, they can look odd. And maybe we were equating that looking odd where they might not be considered compact as not being as, quote, beautiful as something that is relatively compact and tight, that is more pleasing to the eye in that regard.
Okay, I still don't understand that, but I guess my opinion is I can't probably change that. I just thought I'd bring it to the attention that someone has been watching those, even if you guys didn't talk to me or anything. I think it was, I don't know, last year sometime, I believe. Anyway, and then I would just like to say that I appreciated Ann's call, and I thought she explained everything really well. And I am in that, I guess I'm considered in that area. I'm on O'Malley, above Birch and below, I guess close to Birch is the only thing I could say right now, close to the zoo, I guess, in between there and Birch. So I'm not way up high, but I really think 3B, if I had to vote today on it, that's the only one I see. And I really do not think it makes sense to have Eagle River or Anchorage together. I don't understand how that would even be a good idea. And I appreciate you letting me talk and share my opinion. And this is going for my whole family. I have two sons and daughters-in-laws, and we have in-laws here as well. So everyone pretty much agrees with me, but they're not on the call. But I do have a family of Saunders, including my husband, that's either working or taking care of children today. So I don't know if that would help it give me a little more feasibility why I called, but I thought that would be a great thing, because we have right now 9 grandchildren that are very young, and they're going to be growing up here. As far as we can tell, nobody's moving. So I just wanted to throw that in. Just to do that, because I'm a grandma and I can say that now.
Congratulations, Cindy. We do have a couple of questions from Member Banky and Member Borromeo.
Thank you for calling in, Cindy. Peter, are you able to put up the two maps that we have decided will be what we're considering for public testimony? Because I think there's some confusion. It sounds like Ms. Saunders, you're in favor of keeping Eagle River intact and not trying to combine it with Hillside for a Senate seat. And that actually would be two that does that. The other option 3B pairs Hillside with Eagle River. So I want to clarify, are you testifying in support of not combining Eagle River with Hillside? Cindy, are you there? Did we lose her, Peter? Can anyone hear me?
I hear you. Yeah. I'm not sure if Peter can.
I don't even see Peter.
He's on the 465 number.
Okay. He said that LIO is calling back in. The line to Juno dropped.
Well, I got the gist of her testimony, but she sounded a little confused on which map she was testifying in support of.
We probably heard different things.
Melanie. I heard her say she supported the person who testified before. Which that person was in favor of option two.
Right, exactly.
So I think the numbering might have been, and that's why we should probably get the maps up with the labels, if possible.
There are people who are calling in on the phone line that don't have access to the Zoom necessarily. So we'll want to clarify if they're actually on the Zoom, because they'd have to be on both in order to be able to see the maps.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, if they're on the net, unless they're watching
and listening, right?
Yeah. It would be good to get it out there to as many people as we can. I don't know if it's possible to get it out there on both.
Sure, sure.
For now, we're still waiting to get connected to Juno so that people on the phones, on the net, so to speak, or off net, they call it, can hear. So we should probably just stand by until we get the technical difficulties worked through.
Yep. He's working on it now, he says.
Nicole's saying she can't hear us.
That's because she's on the off net, I think, isn't she? Yeah. Isn't she in the LIO? Yeah. So yeah, he says he's working on it. Peter texted.
I'm going to be going to the meetings in person on Wednesday and Thursday. There's too many technical issues that we've been having.
There have been a lot, for sure. We missed the owl.
I was surprised about your internet connection, Bethany, being in Anchorage.
I'm not in Anchorage. I'm out of state. I'm not allowed to fly right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a medical problems and I was supposed to fly back with my husband last week, but I'm stuck here, not allowed to fly.
Oh, well, I hope you recover quickly.
Trust me, I do too.
Does that count as testimony? That needs to be transcribed.
Cow dog barking, we'll say on the transcript.
Everybody in your dog has an opinion, right?
Yeah. That's a good one.
I wonder who Nicole's talking to.
Yeah, earlier I didn't see anybody else in the room, but maybe the LIO staff or Peter.
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh, it shows Yarrow Silvers is in the, is signed up in person in the LIO.
Okay, Peter, can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you, Danae.
Okay.
But
just
we can't
a
hear
moment.
Peter.
I'm gonna. Okay. Well, when I can hear Peter, I will transfer him back into the teleconference.
Okay. I'll text him and let
but
him
I
know.
But I want to hear him first.
Okay. I'll text him and let him know that you're
Thank
on
you.
The line, Danae. Sure.
Okay.
Joining conference.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we got you, Peter.
Hey.
Okay, the call has been reestablished. Let's hope that the call does not drop in the future.
Okay.
We are still with, I'm sorry, that's fire.
Cindy.
Cindy is still on the phone with us, having been very patient.
Cindy Saunders from District 9.
Cindy Saunders?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Cindy. You're back on with us.
Okay, I'm not sure how much you heard, but...
We heard all of your testimony. Say, Cindy, just to give you an idea of where you dropped off, we heard all of your testimony. And then we had a couple of questions from members, member Melanie Banky first, and then member Nicole Borromeo had her hand up as well. So are you willing to answer some questions or?
Yes, but I have one more thing to say that I didn't realize. I didn't realize the one that I thought was the one, the number I wanted was 3B, but there's no 3B is not the way I want it. It's two.
It's two, gotcha.
But all, so I think that would work, but the other, you know, joining the Eagle River to Anchorage just doesn't work for me either. Longtime resident and, like I said, lots of family here. So I'll stop talking and then let me know what you'd like me to do next.
That might have answered some of the questions. Melanie?
Yeah, thank you, Cindy. That was going to be my question, was clarifying that. And I apologize that we don't have the maps up on the Zoom or visible right now to the public. Hopefully we can get that up somehow for members of the public to look at the maps that they're commenting on. But I wanted to clarify that you're wanting, you don't want Hillside joined with Eagle River, which is, would be the option two.
Yes, and that's what I'd like. And I'm not on Zoom or anything, so I can only hear you. I can't see you. I okay. just, you know, I've watched a lot of them in the past, but this one I just called in.
And then just for the public, if you're not watching on Zoom, if you do have access to the internet, the maps are up. The two options to consider are up on the Alaska Redistricting Board website. So I encourage you to take a look at okay. that. Thank you for calling in and testifying, Cindy.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience, and hope everything goes well and everything turns out just right.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
I think Nicole had a question.
Nicole, her. You still have your hand up?
I still do have a question. Thank you very much, Cindy. I want you to rest assured that I'm not making Senate pairings based on any beautiful groupings, but rather guided by Article 6, Section 6, which states that Senate districts shall be composed as near as practicable to two contiguous House districts. When you have to drive through seven other House districts to get to Eagle River, is that the most contiguous pairing as practicable in your mind?
Not really.
Thank you.
Okay, any further questions? Thanks again, Cindy. The next person in the queue, Suzanne Fischetti. Suzanne, are you still on?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yes. Go ahead. Good afternoon.
Right. Thank you so much for listening again. And I hope you guys can make a decision soon, because as we can see, as it goes further, there's more confusion. It's not getting any better for anybody to try to figure this out. But I do support a Chugach Mountain district as laid out in Map 3B. When you look at the map, it's clear that the rest of Anchorage is cut into little blocks, but districts 22 and 9 are the two large districts with thousands of acres of parks and mountains. There are none others like these. The upper hillside of Anchorage has been combined with Eagle River Valley in the past, both as a House and a Senate pairing. That's because there are legitimate, logical reasons to do so. That is just as true today as it was in the past, maybe even more so, because parts of Anchorage have become even more urbanized. Those in the outer areas like Eagle River Valley and Hillside have chosen for a more suburban experience surrounded by mountains and wildlife instead of the city life. That's why bringing together districts 22 and 9 makes sense. And I urge you to choose Map 3, which does this. Also recently looked at the maps online, and I can see all of Anchorage from Girdwood to the Kinnick River, and the big districts are 9, 22, 23, and 24. It's obvious that these are the four districts that share the most area of topography, and thus they should be paired together due to related needs. Maps that carve away portions of the military base from its primary district would also be a mistake. J-Bear belongs with J-Bear. That means District 23 and 24 belong together, as shown in the map called 3B. That's the one to support if you care about our military. We've already broken up J-Bear into separate House districts. We owe it to the military to put the base back together by pairing districts 23 and 24, which makes the base whole again. And I do agree that there's a lot of confusion because the Anchorage Assembly district redistricting got a lot of people testifying to, you know, keep their assembly district separate, which made sense. And now they're struggling because now they're trying to come back and say, well, now we have to change because we see this is a different scenario. It is not the same as the assembly districts. And that's where you're going to see a lot of people that right now are even afraid to testify because of this situation. And unfortunately, I think the last speaker was one of those people that can't separate the two. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Suzanne. Nicole, it looks like you've got a question.
Thank you, Susan, for continuing to call in. I understand that you were involved in the municipality's redistricting, and thank you for your efforts there as well. What do you say to Rabbit Creek Community Council's resolution that, quote, travel from Hillside to Eagle River requires traversing several intervening districts? It is inappropriate to use the large, steep, uninhabited, and in some areas or in some people's inaccessible Chugach State Park as justification to combine Eagle River and Hillside into one district?
I say there are roads that connect us. We drive them every day, and that should not be an issue. We have a big state, and these two districts are mostly mountains and parks, and you can't drive through them. So in order to get there, yeah, we have to, you know, drive for 20 minutes, and it's been done before, and it was constitutional then, and it worked, and a lot of these people that, like, formulated their assembly redistricting testimony, or, you know, that was reasons that they gave, but it may not really be the best reason for this situation.
But to be fair, you also gave the same testimony that they did in the municipal's districting. One follow-up question. Have you ever hiked Crow Creek Pass?
That's why...
Maybe she could respond to your comment, Nicole. Go ahead, Suzanne.
I said I agree, and I clarified that the other day, and that's why I have to keep calling in, because people are confused and they're afraid at this point because they don't really understand what's going on, and I'm just trying to clarify that at this point, you know, it's a different scenario. It's a totally different situation.
Okay, Nicole, you had a follow-up?
I do one final question. Susan, have you ever hiked Crow Creek Pass Trail?
I have walked back there, but not the whole thing, but I've been at the end of the trail when they come through every year for the race. My kids have done it. My neighbors have done it. And I don't think that really has anything to do with what we're talking about.
I would disagree, just in the sense that that's the quickest way to access your proposed pairing would be that trail. So
no.
I do respectfully disagree, but thank you for your time today. Please continue to call in and point out inconsistencies. We do want the public to understand what we're doing here today.
The thing is that I say is I live here. And so I've lived here for 40 years, and I drive the roads every day. So, you know, it's the year 2022, and we can get there without any problem at all. And we have more in common than most people would understand unless they were actually physically here to see it.
Thank you, Suzanne. Melanie?
Yeah, not so much a question, just a statement, Suzanne. I heard you twice say that people are afraid to call in, and I hope that the public doesn't feel afraid to call in. This is a public process. We have an obligation to take testimony from the public and ask clarifying questions so that we ensure that what they're intending to say is heard. Just like the previous testifier, I had to ask her some questions to make sure I clearly understood her intent. So I can't speak on behalf of the whole board, but I certainly welcome public involvement and public testimony in this process. And I hope people don't feel afraid to call in. Thank you.
Unfortunately, after what just happened with the last caller, probably more people will be afraid because they just aren't understanding what's going on because they haven't been watching for the past week.
I'm not understanding how the last caller's experience would create fear. I asked the question to clarify which map she was supporting, because She stated that she was not in favor of pairing Hillside with Eagle River, but that she was in favor of option 3B, which does just that. So I do feel like it's my obligation as a board member, and I wasn't intending to intimidate her. And I want the public to feel comfortable calling in. And I'm sure our chairman does too, and other board members as well, but I can't speak on behalf of the board.
Yeah, I'm sure she's very confused, and fortunately didn't come out the way that she intended, I don't think.
Okay, thank you again, Suzanne. Okay. I think next on the list is Leon Jaime.
Thank you for allowing me to testify again today. And my name is Leon Hymus. Thank you for pronouncing it correctly as well. And I'm testifying on behalf of myself. And I just wanted to start out with saying that I am not confused. And I haven't confused the Senate pairings with the municipal redistricting at all. I think that the court has asked for this to be a correction to the Senate District K pairings, and the option 2 map accomplishes that, and it also keeps communities of interest like Eagle River and the South Anchorage community of interest. It keeps those two distinct communities together, as well as the Muldoon community. It keeps that together. And I'm not a longtime resident. I've only been up here, I'm, you know, maybe 10 years into my 2-year visit. And so, you know, I don't have the 40 years of experience, but I know that when I moved up here, I was researching neighborhoods to live in. And, you know, there was many responses that talked about Eagle River specifically as a community to live in. And I don't recall seeing any responses where they said, you know, that Eagle River is similar to South Anchorage, or that those are the same community, or that you can go across the street from the zoo to the, you know, nature center or something like that. And then they talked about Muldoon and East Anchorage as a community. And that was back in 2012. And then, you know, I still follow some of those same online forums where people that are thinking about moving up here ask those same questions, and the responses are still the same. And they talk about the, you know, kind of the ideological slant of Eagle River versus other parts of town versus Midtown. And so I think those are distinctive of communities of interest. And then when I was listening to testimony today and yesterday, there was talk about the, you know, traveling through the Chugach Mountains, which I would also argue extend down into Midtown. And so I don't think it, like, you know, stops at DeBar or anything like that. It continues downwards. But the hiking trails are very, you know, I think advanced in some places. And I hunted the Ship Creek Valley 2 years ago, or maybe it was 3 years ago. And even though it's relatively close to the highway, once you're down in that valley and off the road, you are very much relying on yourself and, you know, the equipment that you've brought with you. And some of those places, the satellite tracker didn't pick up a satellite down there. And so, you know, I think, and I've heard a lot of talk about the Crow Creek Trail pass and the Arctic to Indian Trail. But before you even get to that, you have to go through the Ship Creek Valley. And I think it was, there was a gentleman a few years back that he unfortunately passed away trying to make that hike up and out Ship Creek Valley coming from the south side of the range. And so I don't think that, you know, just because there's a geographic connection between those two districts makes them contiguous or a community of interest at all. And especially when in Eagle River with the option 2 map, you can, you know, pretty much walk across the street and be in the other house district. And same thing with Muldoon. And so I think that the option 2 map, accomplishes what the court asked the board to get done, and it does so quickly, and it does so without separating communities of interest. And so thank you very much for letting me testify.
Thank you, Leon. Questions for Leon? Melanie, please.
It's not a question for Leon. I don't know if it's, maybe it was Bud, when you're shuffling some papers around, your mic is picking up on it really well. I'm not sure if it was you. It could have been any one of us that are not muted, but just so you're aware, it got really loud there for a while. I was still able to hear what Leon said.
Okay, thank you. Next person is in the office here, Yarrow Silvers.
Just so you know, she hears you. She's making her way up.
Thank you.
John, there's somebody else in the queue online that you can move to if you'd like, and Yaro said she'd like that.
Hey, you're not ready yet, Yaro?
She'd like to go after the person online, she said.
Okay. Judy Allidge is online, and we've got somebody there in the room, but would desire to go after you, Judy. Are you ready to testify at this point?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good afternoon. Welcome back.
Good afternoon. My name is Judy. Hi, how are you today? Hope you're all having a beautiful day. I'm Judy Ellidge, and I'm calling to testify in favor of the Map 3B. And I want to list some of my reasons. I've done a little more research. And the State Supreme Court asked the board to revise Senate District K, and I think this map does so. The 3B map makes the obvious logical pairing of the two more rural and sparsely populated areas that both are in 9 and 22. I did testify yesterday that I have lived in both of those areas, and so they are very similar, and we have been represented together before. I just see that District 22 is the best match for District 9, and they share a very long common boundary, and they're very contiguous districts. I also believe that they have similar road service, no removal. They have that in common, and they were joined in a House district in 2001. And mostly higher-priced single-family homes make up those communities. And I just, I don't like option two because I believe the military voters should be paired with downtown Anchorage. Do not believe that they should be paired with downtown Anchorage. I think it would seriously diminish their representation. And so, once again, I'm calling in favor of now it's 3B, just because I think that they share a lot of the same commonalities, and I have lived in both of those districts, and I would have no, even though it may not be my perfect choice, it most certainly would be the most logical one if I was still living there. Thank you so much for letting me testify.
Thank you, Judy. Nicole Bromeo has a question for you.
Before I ask my question, Judy, can you clarify something I think I heard you say? Did you say don't pair military voters with downtown?
No. Yeah. Yes, I just feel like that that most of the military that are live in, they don't live downtown. Most of them live out towards Eagle River and Chugiak. So I do not believe that the military voters should be paired with downtown Anchorage.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. My question for you, Judy, is simple. The Constitution
instructs us. We don't have any discretion. It's a shall versus may in putting pairings together, that they shall be as contiguous as practicable. Mm-hmm. Can you explain how districts 22 and 29 in your mind are as contiguous as practicable for the record?
Say that again. I'm sorry. Did I say it's 9 and 22? Did I say 22 by mistake?
You think 22 is a mistake?
I'm sorry. I think that I'm sorry. I just came from a very long training, and I'm testifying on 3B, map 3B.
Yes. And
so I believe that 9 and 22 makes the most sense. I'm sorry if I said 22, I misspoke. I mean, 9 and 22, you said you asked me about 24 or 23. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say 23 or 24. I'm talking about 22 and 29. The Constitution says we shall pair Senate districts as most contiguous as practicable. So I'm trying to help understand the argument that 22 and 20 and 9 should be paired, because when I look at them, how you travel is through 7 other districts, and in my mind, that's not the most contiguous as practicable. So how do you find them to be the most contiguous as practicable?
I lived in those areas when they were paired together, so it worked great. They may not have a road to them. It may be a longer way to have a road to them, but I'm looking at other things than just contiguous. They are contiguous if you want to go, if you want to go across the hillside there may not be a road. Well, it is kind of a road, but not as closely. So I'm looking at other things on what they have in common. And the fact that they have been paired in the past, I know that when Con Bundy was elected, when Kathy Geese was elected, they were paired that way. And so the other redistricting people in the past have seen that it was not any problem at all. So I would assume there wouldn't be any problem at all now. I think it's more important to maybe have communities together and what they, like if the military people are living in Eagle River, that is their community, even though they're from maybe Jay Bear and they work there. Many of them live there. So I just think there's a lot of commonality between those two districts. It may not be the most contiguous, but it most certainly puts like-minded communities together. And I think of all the testimony I've heard, whether it be all the other maps that I've heard, that was the number one thing that people wanted. They wanted the communities that were linked together because of their commonalities. So that was my reasoning.
Okay, further questions? Thank you, Judy. We'll now go back. Is Yaro ready there in the office? Nicole?
She's approaching.
Yeah, good afternoon, Yaro. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you. I want to start off today. First of all, my name is Yaro Silvers. I want to start off today by thanking the board for your responsiveness and proposing maps that reunite Muldoon. I would also like to thank the board for outlining a clear process with set dates, deadlines, and expectations. Now let's talk about the rest of the map. I just want to say that if I was a board member, I would proceed with extreme caution to avoid the appearance or action of replacing what was found to be one unconstitutional gerrymander with another. The court makes one thing very clear. Senate District K was unconstitutional because it split Eagle River into two separate Senate districts for the purpose of increasing majority party representation and at the expense of East Anchorage voters. If Plan 3B is adopted, the board will once again split Eagle River into two separate Senate districts for the purpose of increasing majority party representation at the expense of voters outside Eagle River. The board's refusal to correct the gerrymander and its willingness to jeopardize everything to hold on to this gerrymander would not only be irrational, it blatantly and directly violates the court order. Plan 3B does not correct the gerrymander. It only swaps out the voters who will be muffled. It also continues to tear Eagle River in two, despite consistent testimony from many in Eagle River who put their Eagle River community above their party and have asked that Eagle River remain united. I would be cautious about adopting pairings that were introduced by an individual who not only chairs the Republican Party and uses political data to map, but also sent this board a chart that shows how the political data relates to proposed pairings, who the incumbents are, and even a column that appeared to indicate whether certain incumbents were electable or not. A chart which was referenced by at least two board members during the process and whose initial suggested Eagle River pairings were found to be unconstitutional. I believe that the most simple fix is the best. Keep Eagle River with Eagle River and Muldoon with Muldoon. Do not undo Senate and House districts the board already adopted unless necessary to keep Muldoon as one and Eagle River as one. Please reject politically motivated pairings that circle all around the map. Pairings that continue splitting apart communities and that continue to give Eagle River more representation at the expense of other communities of interest. And please stop utilizing contiguity of a type that has been described by Supreme Court Justice as second-rate contiguity and what has been described by Bud Simpson as basically a fiction. I will give you the full quotes here for context. Located in February 3, 2022 trial transcript is the following statement by Bud Simpson. And so I could not ever describe 33 as compact. It's barely contiguous. And by barely, I mean the part that connects the northern part of that to the southern part basically has almost no people in it. So it's basically a fiction in my mind. Also, in the Friday 3:18 video at 11:23 is the following conversation between Supreme Court Justice Matthews and Matthew Singer. Supreme Court Justice Matthews says, I do like your concept of false contiguity when you said, for example, linking Girdwood with downtown Anchorage would be contiguous, maybe, if you went out into the saltwater, but would be false contiguity. Doesn't that imply there would be a natural scheme of things? When you look at a map and when you use links that are unpopulated wilderness, use saltwater, that really is second rate in a way. And Matthew Singer responded with, that really was the board's perspective, that it's second rate. So I would think that if this board wanted to continue this trend of splitting apart communities and giving Eagle River more representation than they have the population for, that they would need to have a pretty good justification for why doing this was necessary. But I have read the testimony and listened to the testimony and the board members, and I have not heard any rational justification for doing this, much less good justification. I've heard Bethany Markham state concerns that a section of J-Bear is in North Eagle River, so they need to be paired so that all of J-Bear is represented together. I would like to assure Ms. Markham that having looked at a map of this section, this area is a swath of trees with no infrastructure and likely no to few people living in it. Having this consistent representation for a swath of trees is not justification for breaking apart downtown Eagle River and South Anchorage using second-rate contiguity. I've heard concerns about service members living in Eagle River and the type of representation they receive. I want to point out that service members live all over Anchorage and that they are represented in accordance with their place of residence, not their workplace. Military service members living in Eagle River are already represented by an Eagle River representative. I want to push back on this idea that the gated and inaccessible community of J-Bear that includes service members who both work and live on base can only be represented by Eagle River when there is not even an Eagle River gate. There is a Government Hill gate and a Muldoon gate, however, as well as other Anchorage gates, where residents of J-Bear are closely integrated with the surrounding communities included in North Anchorage District 17. My point being that the connection between J-Bear service members who already live and receive representation in Eagle River is not adequate justification for splitting downtown Eagle River and South Anchorage neighborhoods, as well as splitting residents of J-Bear from the communities outside of their gates. I've heard about historical connections and how maps have looked in the past. I really just want to remind you that there is a reason that maps are changed every 10 years and that we are not mapping for the past. We are mapping for the people that are living here now. Also, in the past, Eagle River's population was vastly different, requiring Eagle River to be split between two Senate districts, when now it finally has the opportunity to be in a single district. Now let's move to the justifications for splitting South Anchorage apart. I've heard people talk about how South Anchorage and Eagle River both have limited road service areas and independent snow removal, and thus should be paired. I would like to support the many Eagle River residents who have testified for the preservation of their Eagle River community and encourage the board to listen to them as they have pointed out the obvious. North Eagle River also has limited road service areas and independent snow removal. And not only that, but they have the same independent LSRA as South Eagle River, not a completely different LSRA, which is not connected in any way physically, in implementation, or in funding. I've heard that the two areas share a hunting route over Ship Creek. I would like to point out that there are 100 permits issued per year for the Ship Creek moose hunt. So this idea that people mingling on the hunting routes creates a justification for this pairing when these people do not work, shop, eat, or play in the same area is tenuous at best. And this pairing absolutely opens up the board for further lawsuits from negatively affected South Anchorage residents as well as Eagle River residents and proponents of Eagle Exit. I've also heard this idea that basic contiguity and the barest of a fix is all that matters, and I'd like to remind the board that this idea of do it because we can has been said before, and look where it got us. Finally, I want to discuss a rather cynical thing that is happening in the background that I hope this board can, as professional public servants to the community in this mapping process, rise above. This involves political blogs that are urging people to testify based on politically motivated reasons, such as saving a certain number of Republican Senate seats. This involves people calling from outside of Anchorage and quoting these statements and then hanging up because they don't have the actual knowledge of the Senate pairings they're calling into support and are unable to respond to even the most basic clarifying questions like, why do you support this district? This involves people sending the same form letter each day and completely changing their testimony from what they said just 1 month ago in the municipal process. Testimony that the assembly listened to and that in doing so resulted in a built-in 3.6% deviation in municipal math. In contrast, the Anchorage pairings under consideration do not practically change deviations. So while this is inherently a political process, our Constitution does not allow for political gerrymandering, which was recently reaffirmed by the courts. I hope that you can rise above the political noise and employ rational, logical justification for your actions while looking at communities and not parties in your final map. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Yaro. Let me get back to the list here and see. I don't see anybody else that signed up either online or in person. Let's see, Nicole. Oh, you want to ask a question. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Go ahead. I can see you now. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, you can hear me. You're sitting right across from me, but I'm not hearing the loud echo in the room anymore. We're having trouble with audio. Yarl, you were reading off of your phone for a lot of that very passionate testimony there. Would you mind emailing it to our generic listserv so I can take a look at it again later and refer to it? You had some very specific insights to court opinions that I want to make sure that I reference as I go through. Secondly, my question is really as a board member with a law degree and looking at the Constitution is pretty clear in what the charge is in terms of pairing the most contiguous as practicable Senate districts for Anchorage. And I'm having difficulty with the notion of pairing 22 and 29 for contiguity purposes for a lot of the reasons that you brought up, this false sense of contiguity or second-rate contiguity. How would you travel by road, the existing roads that we have, from 9 to 22?
Depends on where you live in 9.
Okay.
But where I used to live in District 9 near the Hilltop Ski Area, you would go down to Elmore. You would take Elmore to probably MLK, and then you would go around the Muldoon Curve then you would go to the highway, and then you would take that out to Eagle River.
Okay. So by my estimation, looking at the map, that's going through five different Senate House districts to get there. Would the most common way or another acceptable way be the new Seward Highway?
Yeah, I mean, if you live further down.
Okay, and that would require 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different districts. Thank you.
Any further question, Melanie?
Yeah, not a question for Yarrow, but like I was saying about the background noise, Bethany, I don't know if you know that the mic is picking up on what you were saying while Yarrow.
Yeah, I am sorry. My dog is jumping up here and I was trying to get her down so that she wouldn't knock the computer over. I apologize.
No, it wasn't your dog. It was when she talked about the hunt, I heard you say that those are moose tickets. And then at the end, I heard you say, oh, geez. So just so you know, when you're speaking, it's getting picked up by the mic.
Yeah, well, that's why I would like to be able to mute it, because I've been trying to keep my dog down. And so I apologize that we don't have a way of muting ourselves right now. So I'd be happy to do that if there was a way to do it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't your dogs. It was when you commented about.
Well, you can't see my dog jumping here. So how would you know that my dog was jumping up here?
I think it doesn't matter. I think you get the point. There are hot mics on, so we all need to be cautious.
Right. Well, like I said, if I have to ask her to stop, I'm not going to be able to mute myself. If we'd like to address that technology, I'd be happy to do that. So I don't know if Peter can find a way to do that, but I don't have any other choice right now. So,
Mr. Chair, it had nothing to do with her dogs. I understand the dogs. It was when she commented about the moose hunt.
I didn't hear anything about a moose hunt, but regardless, just we should all be cautious if we can, because there is not a way for us to mute ourselves. Okay, another question. Did you have an actual question? Melanie? You're muted. Okay. I don't know what. I guess, Peter, can you unmute Melanie?
Thank you. I was trying to take my hand down and I muted myself instead. So I hear you, Bethany, when you know, we're talking about this whole technology stuff.
Go ahead. Did you have a question, Melanie?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Any other questions? I don't see any other hands up. And I do see one more. Jamie Rodriguez. Jamie just came online.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Jerry.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't planning on saying this, but I'm calling to clarify some of the comments about Eagle River and Southeast Anchorage. And people were talking about the distances and the roads and so forth. Well, there's one thing that's been left out very, very noticeably. I live in House District 28, soon to be 9, so I'm really aware of this district area. And that is that people have been talking about the districts and the distances between Eagle River and Southeast Anchorage. And I would like to clarify for the record, because I think people don't know, that this district not only includes Southeast Anchorage within town, but it also includes Girdwood, the whole road system out there, Girdwood, Portage, and Whittier. And so I did some looking into numbers, and I think people need to hear that. Eagle River and Southeast Anchorage, the distance is 27 miles. So that's all in town, well, and from Eagle River. Eagle River to the proposed House District 9's to Girdwood, it was sitting down, is 67 miles. Eagle River to House District 9's Portage is 78 miles. Eagle River and House District 9's Whittier is 87 miles, and that it also includes having to be aware of the scheduling in order to get through the tunnel there and back and not get stuck or locked out. And depending on the route taken, it must be crossed through 6 to 8 unrelated house districts from Eagle River to Southeast Anchorage. So I think people need to keep in mind that this district will include Anchorage, Girdwood, Portage, the whole road system there, and Whittier, which I was very surprised to find out is even further away than Portage, 87 miles long. That's this district. And actually, that's counting just from Eagle River. So it's longer than that even for people who live in Eagle River. And no, people can't cross the mountain. They're pretty insurmountable unless you're all geared up and you're all ready to go. And that knocks out a lot of our district because we have a lot of older people in our district. So anyway, 87 miles long. Please clarify that. And please keep in mind the road system that Turnagain Arm Community towns and so forth. It's a really, really long and ridiculous district when there is a solution to pair somebody next door. Across the highway sounded bad. And, you know, 87 miles, that is absolutely ridiculous. Thank you.
Hey, questions? Melanie, you've got a question?
Yeah, thank you, Jamie, for calling in. I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. Are you in favor then of keeping Eagle River House districts together? Is that what you're advocating?
Of course. If I lived in Eagle River, that's what I would want too, because people go to meetings and so forth, and to drive that distance, it's impossible. You know, and we're all thinking that we're in a Zoom world, but we'll be meeting soon, you know? Yeah, Eagle River should be with Eagle River. And people that I know out there are thinking the same thing. Not everybody wants to divide it up.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Any further questions? Okay, thank you again, Jamie. And I don't see anybody else in person that signed up or online. What do members think about closing public testimony and opening it up again tomorrow at noon, same time that we've got scheduled? Nicole?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm here in the Anchorage office, so I plan on hanging out until 2. That's the length of time that the hearing was noticed for. I've cleared my calendar to make that happen. So I would not favor shutting down public testimony early unless the board's ready to start debating the plans.
Okay, well, we appreciate you sticking around. I think maybe I'll click off the line then. Maybe while you're in Anchorage at the meeting, you can chair the meeting in my absence.
Mr. Chair, I think Bethany's muted and she's trying to get your attention.
Okay, I don't see you there, but let me.
There, Peter just unmuted me, thank you. I just wanted to get clarification. Was there an end time? Did I miss if there was an end time given for this? I certainly could have missed it, but I just wanted to get clarification from Peter on that, please.
It was noon to 2.
I would suggest maybe, it's up to the members. I really don't know what the preference is. Peter just sent me a note, said tomorrow's meeting starts at 10, actually, not at noon. Okay, we've got somebody online, Lee Hammermeister. Hammermeister, sorry. Sorry, Lee, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay, so how does this work?
Perfect. Give us, we're here, we're on Zoom. It sounds like you're calling in, but it's an opportunity for you to testify before the board regarding the redistricting plans. There's 2 plans out there. One is called Option 2 and one is called Option 3B, a little bit different in how they align the house districts.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to testify in favor of option 3B. I live in Eagle River. I've grown up there my whole life. I remember when Highland Road was a dirt road, and going to school, it was often filled with kids from base. And I know that there's a massive portion of people that live or work on base that live in Eagle River, and their children also go to school there. It's also far closer than the alternative, minutes away, as opposed to over an hour drive time to the alternative for option two. So I'd just like to go and point out that it makes vastly more sense for Eagle River to be aligned with J-Bear in option 3B as opposed to option two.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Lee? Hearing none, we'll go to Forrest McDonald. Thank you, Lee.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I personally support option 3B. And, you know, the only reason we're even having this conversation to begin with is because board members got caught red-handed having conversations with people who are not on the redistricting board, who gave them very explicit instructions on how to gerrymander and rig the process using bogus racist arguments in order to, like, create some fraudulent legal context to get rid of the map that we already had, which was perfectly fine. And we got all these weirdos like Yara Silvers calling in dozens and dozens of times over and over again. Look, there's a process in place. We have redistricting board members.
I'm going to interject here since no one else on the board is. Members of the public are not allowed to call in and insult other members of the public who have testified. And if you want to give intelligent public testimony, by all means, we're open to hearing that. But we're not going to allow this opportunity to be hijacked for you to tear down other Alaskans.
I did not insult or tear down anyone. I just stated simple facts. You have multiple people that have been calling in over and over and over again, and you're treating their testimony as individual, multiple instances of testimony. That is not the case. No one civilian person has more say or input than any of the rest of us, and none of them are on the redistricting board. And Senator Tom Begich is not on the redistricting board. So when you allowed all those other people to have a heavy hand in the process, you are disenfranchising all of the people who are represented by duly appointed redistricting board members. Okay? And we know what you're doing. We're not dumb. So option 3B, thank you very much.
Thank you. And Nicole?
And I'm not suggesting that anyone who calls in is dumb. Were you aware that Senator Begich submitted a third-party plan that was adopted by this board?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, you are. Okay, great. And so since he submitted that third-party plan, is it then your position that he is not allowed to comment in the redistricting process because he holds office, even though he is an Alaskan?
I never said that. And I would also point out that his commentary to the redistricting board was different from his commentary in your text messages, which you entered to the redistricting board, which is why I'm complaining. There was a backdoor process.
I appreciate you bringing this to light. We were told at the beginning of the redistricting process that if we did have conversations regarding redistricting with Alaskans to preserve our text messages, I preserved all of my text messages. I didn't delete them. I didn't give our attorney some BS answer that I was deleting my text messages on a daily basis for data purposes or other reasons. I have nothing to hide in my text messages. I firmly believe that everything was above board. The Supreme Court and the Superior Court didn't find anything wrong with the mode of communication. And for you to suggest otherwise here is completely bogus.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's obviously a coincidence that his exact words in context were paraphrased in your statements exactly how he recommended they be made, when he recommended they be made. It's clearly a coincidence. I should have foreseen that. I don't know how I could have thought any otherwise. You guys are just obviously on the exact same page. Maybe there's some kind of mind link between you two, and I am so sorry. Thank you.
Hey, any further questions? Maybe we can just stick to questions.
Going to the record. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let a member of the public spew lies and not protect my integrity and my reputation. He's making false statements. The end.
Okay. Let's see. I think that's the last person I see on the list. Anybody else in the office there, Peter?
Melanie has her hand up.
Oh, okay, Melanie, sorry. Go ahead, Melanie.
Thank you, John. I think if we notice the meeting until two, I'd like to make sure the lines are open in case somebody planned to call in and testify at, like, you know, 1:30 or whatever.
I think that's so fair.
I'm willing to stay on. I would like to step away from the computer for a little bit. So if Peter could text me if there is somebody that's either showed up in person or on the line, I really want to make sure that we're listening to the public. I block this time out.
Peter, could you let Bethany back in? It looks like she's been muted.
Thanks. Sorry, my dog is very distressed that I've been away so much. So I'm going to be online as well. So, you know, if I see somebody come in or whatever, Melanie, I'd be happy to text you as well, but I'm going to be online here the whole time. So.
Great. Thank you, Bud.
Same with me. I can remain available, but if nobody's testifying, I've got other things I could be doing. So I'll stay available if someone would just let me know if someone's wishing to speak.
Okay, I'm going to let you know right now. We've got somebody online, Sandra Graham. Hi, Sandra.
Hi there. Can you guys hear me?
We can. We can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Awesome. My name is Sandra Graham. Some of you know me as Sammy. That's my nickname. I was been a 62-year resident of pretty much downtown Anchorage. I personally support Plan 3B emphatically. I taught at Birchwood ABC Elementary many years ago, and a lot of military families go to a school in Birchwood and in Eagle River. They align with that community. I was also a principal in South Anchorage, and there's a vast difference between Chugiak, Eagle River, South Anchorage, and then Girdwood, of which I was also raised on weekends at Girdwood, because my dad had a ski cabin there. Huge difference between the communities. So I really urge you to look at the difference in the communities, and I would wholeheartedly support option 3B. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Nicole, go ahead.
Thank you, Sandy. Unfortunately, the Constitution instructs us to look at the districts that are most contiguous as practicable. In your mind, which districts are most contiguous as practicable in 3B?
I'm not quite sure of the question, A, and B, I don't have a map in front of me because I'm in the car with my phone. Sorry. But after looking at the map, 3B was the one that I was happiest with. I don't think it's wise to separate, to combine Eagle River with Girdwood.
You don't think it's wise to combine Eagle River with Girdwood, but that's what 3B is trying to do.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I have the maps confused, but I do support 3B.
Okay, so 3B suggests splitting Eagle River and combining one district with South Anchorage down to Whittier and the other district with Jay Baron downtown.
Correct.
I don't want to belabor the point, and I realize you're in your car without a map. So maybe you can take a peek at the two different options and either send us an email or potentially call back in.
Right, I did. So if I hear you, 3B aligns part of Eagle River with Jay Bear, correct?
Correct. And then the other part of it splits Eagle River and combines it with Girdwood and South Anchorage.
Right. The one that, right, and 3B aligns Jay Bear with Eagle River, correct?
Correct.
That's the one I support.
Okay. Hopefully thank you correct. Thank you for the clarification.
Thanks for asking.
Thank you. Just looking, Peter sent me a note here that just it said that Peter, do you want to explain that in terms of how we've done this in the past and what the agenda says?
Well, just at the advice of our legal counsel, we don't notice end times anymore, just in case we want to go longer or something else. They're just noticed to start times, but if members have mentioned on the record, you know, want to stay at clarifying that we just, as a matter of form, we don't normally notice end times.
Well, I can hardly hear you, Peter. Could you speak up a little bit, please?
As just a matter of form, at the advice of our legal team, we don't notice end times just because it's impossible to know how long a conversation might go. Apparently it was mentioned on the record that we'd be here till 2 at another time. So just our agendas and our public notices just say start times for that purpose.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
We'll go.
Well, if you're fine, Nicole, chairing the meeting from there in Anchorage where you can see the lists, I think I'm going to sign off and I'll just look for Peter to send, as he does every evening, copies of the testimony that's come in written and then a consolidation of the testimony that's live as well.
Your chair?
Happy. Yep. Go ahead, Melanie.
I'm just wondering how many of us are planning on being there in person next week. I know I am.
I doubt if I will be there in person. I'll be on the Zoom line.
We've just had so many, we've been plagued with some technical challenges. So because of that, I plan to fly in.
Okay, thank you. Peter, you got your hand up?
Yes, I would just, as we have a brief lull and for the benefit of members and anyone who might be listening, we have a consultant, a contractor, who is in the process of summarizing all of the verbal testimony and adding it to our database. So members will be receiving a second every night. You get a report from all the testimony for that day. And tonight's report will have the first batch of verbal testimony summaries in a separate PDF file so you can keep them apart. And I know that Member Banky had requested that earlier. And Emily is in the process of working her way through all of the recordings to provide that for us.
Thank you. Okay, and Nicole, thanks for taking over as chair there in Anchorage.
Bye, John. Peter, send me a text if we have somebody that wants to testify. And I'm going to mute
until you. I'll shoot you a text.
Good afternoon. We're going to be coming back on the record shortly to take testimony from a caller. Our executive director is alerting the other board members who are calling in virtually. Oh, I see Bethany is on. Bud and Melanie, if you can hear me, we've got a caller. As soon as you two come back on screen, we'll take. Bud, I see Bethany waiting for Melanie. Okay, and Melanie is back on as well. Returning to the phone lines, the redistricting board is going to gavel back in at 1:42, and we have a caller from Anchorage. I believe it's Yuan McDonald.
Hi, my name is June McDonald from Anchorage. I just wanted to say that I support MEP3B.
Thank you, June. You came in a little faint. Did you say you oppose or you support 3B?
I support.
You support 3B. Fantastic. Are there any reasons that you want to put on record? And if not, that's okay.
Because I think it's good for the Korean community. So I don't know if that would explain why.
What community is it good for?
Supporting the MEP3B. It's good representation for the Korean community.
Oh, you like 3B because it's the best representation for the Korean community?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What district are you calling in from?
Pardon me?
Just trying to figure out what part of Anchorage you're calling from.
Oh, okay. Abbott Loop?
Abbott Loop. Okay, thank you. Yeah. I see a question from Melanie. Melanie?
Yeah, thank you for calling in, June. We have to consider not necessarily what's best for one group of people over another group of people when we're figuring out Senate pairings. The charge we have before us is to look at House districts that are as contiguous as practicable. And that means they have to be touching on the map. And then also my understanding, meaning as contiguous as practicable, is being able to get from one House district to another House district as easiest as possible. Are you understanding what the contiguous part is?
Well, my understanding is you threw out other maps because you're considering other community, and I don't understand why you don't consider the Korean community's opinions and stuff like that. I feel a little offended by that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
I'm not explaining it better in Korean, but I'm just saying that you guys have throughout the map that we had before, and then for other community, but why not considering like our community? So.
Thank you. The other maps were rejected by the court because it diminished the votes, the one person, one vote power. So I don't want you to be left with the impression that we're not considering the Korean community or all communities. We're considering maps that are best for Alaska. And
so my understanding is you're diminishing my community, and so
I'm not intending to diminish any community. We're looking at two possible maps to consider, but I just wanted you to be aware of the limitations that we have in terms of Senate pairings. And I thank you for calling in.
Yeah, but and thank you for your opinion. I just want to say that I support Map 3D, and that's all I want to say.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, June. We have another caller, Roy Siren, also from Anchorage.
Yes, it's Roy Siren. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Please identify yourself and provide your testimony, Roy.
Yes, my name's Roy Siren from Anchorage, Alaska, and I want to call to say that I support Plan 3B. I think it's the fairest one out there to support. And I appreciate you guys taking your time to listen.
Thank you, Roy. Is there any questions from the board? No questions for the board. Roy, I have a question that I'm asking callers who support this map to help me wrestle with as we come down to a final determination here. And that is squaring the Constitution with the way that 3B is drawn. Article 6, Section 6 requires us to pair house districts that are as contiguous as practicable. And when I look at the map here, 22 and 9, it requires residents from 9 or 22 to go through 5 or 6 different house districts to reach the other end of the Senate district. How can you help the board square that?
Well, I don't think that that's been an issue before. And now all of a sudden it is. I think we need to stick with the fairest thing for everything and make sure that gerrymandering doesn't get involved in this. That's what I think is going on with these other changes. So I think that I don't agree with your analysis of this situation. But like I said, I'm testifying for Plan 3B, and I think it's the fairest for everybody. And we need to keep these districts together, and everybody goes to the polling places and votes. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time, Ray, and Roy, excuse me. This really isn't my particular analysis either. It's what the Constitution requires the board to do. So I want to make sure that you have the right site and you can go back and review Article 6, Section 6 if you'd like to. Thank you. I think he's hung up. Okay, there are no more callers in the queue right now. We'll go ahead and stand back at ease for another 11 minutes in case Alaskans want to call back in.
Am I muted still or not?
We can hear you, bud, but you can mute yourself if you'd like to.
Yeah, I will. I had done it before, and then I unmuted, and it worked. So I thought that was going to delink us or something.
No, I just have to let you back in. That's the delay.
Good afternoon. It is 1:59. The redistricting board is going to gavel back in. We do have one final caller who called in, Kimberly Hunt. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Hey, thank you very much for your time. I called in yesterday, and I felt like I didn't get my point across because I mentioned I've only been in Alaska for 7 years, but the point is that I've had relatives up here since the pre-pipeline days, and I really miss that perspective or that perception of Alaska and Anchorage. And I really like what I see of the pre-pipeline days here in Anchorage. And as such, I wanted to just call in and reiterate my support for the Option 2 map. To avoid unnecessary delays and to honor what the court has to say. So I wanted to just call in and be a little bit more credible. I'm familiar with Alaska since the pre-pipeline days, and I just like to make sure that the communities that were there then stay here now.
Thank you, Kimberly. Melanie, have a question?
Thank you, Kimberly, and thank you for calling in again. Can you a little bit more about what it is that you like about option two?
Well, it seems to keep communities. It doesn't break up communities as much, and it keeps contiguous communities together.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kimberly. And I don't believe that the board took any ill-reputed interpretation to you being a resident for the time that you have. We are happy to hear from all Alaskans, no matter whether they arrived yesterday or have been here for their entire life. Okay, and with that, we've now moved to the point on the agenda where we open it up to board comments. Is there any comments from the three of you that are online? All of you are shaking your head no. In that case, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting in a second.
So moved.
I'll second. This is Melanie.
Motion by Bud, second by Melanie. Is there any objection to adjourning the meeting at 2:02? Hearing none, the meeting.